Hi, this is Katie Hunter from MMA UK, and I'm here with Chopper Chai Lewis Parry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for doing this.
I'm back.
Whoops.
I'm back. I'll hold it.
I know you've come straight from training. Where were you training tonight?
I was training in Eastbourne. I was in the gi. I was doing my jiu-jitsu. So
first generation
mixed martial arts in Eastbourne.
Nice. What kind of belt are you in the gi?
Oh, I'm rubbish in the gi. I'm a no gi guy. No, I'm a blue belt going for my purple in gi. I only started in gi a year ago. Just over a year ago, last January.
And do you find it a big help in MMA?
I'll be honest, at first I hated it because I've been grappling since before I had my first professional fight.
Right.
So I've always grappled no gi. So my belt doesn't represent my ability at all.
Yeah.
Which is good. Sometimes, especially when you go against gi, you go to the new gym and you've got gi on, you can sort of start taking a piss out of people a little bit, you know? I don't know. There's something about it. I think there are definitely, it teaches you the proper technique. So when you are without the gi, you know, I can see the benefit of it now. And I'm actually I've reached that point where I enjoy it now. So it's not a chore. It used to feel like a chore before.
Yeah.
But now it's fun and it's enjoyable.
I feel like when you've come from no gi first as well, your grips are completely different. You still go for the no gi grips and it takes ages to get to terms with, like, going for the collar or even just the sleeves and just, you just want to...
You want to just grab hold of a limb, but
yeah,
I don't know. To this day, I think I'm sure there's people out there that agree with me, but I just feel like I could be going against a guy of lower level competence, and he just grabs my pant leg, and I'm just like, that's cheating. That's cheating. Like, you'll save him. Do you know what I mean? And I just feel like, nah, this isn't fair. It's like pulling somebody's hair in a fight. Do you know what I mean? It's just like a little bit soft. But no, I think that was just my naivety. I think maybe my frustration more than anything. So once I got to start enjoying it, it's now you appreciate it as a martial art.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, totally. not just a bunch of people wrestling in their pajamas. That's what it felt like. It was.
So again, thank you so much for doing this straight after training.
Oh, you're welcome.
Obviously got you on to talk about your headline fight at Rock 7, where you're facing Lucas Korobiec again. So your record 7-0-1. So you're obviously still undefeated, but he's the only non-win, shall we say, on your record.
Yeah.
How desperate are you to rectify that?
Desperation doesn't come into it. But I don't believe he should have. Do you know what the circumstance of the last fight is? I went into that fight very. What's the best way to describe it? I was very considerate towards him. I'm the same, you know, the kind of guy in the gym. I don't try and hurt people. I'm not one of those guys, you know, that. Yeah. I'm sparring, so I'm going to try and dictate what's going on here. I don't do that because I feel like we're all there to learn at the end of the day. But some people like to go in and treat it like a fight. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to go in and treat something like a fight, I want to get paid for it. So I know that he was a very last sort of minute replacement for a fight. The fight was kind of put together really late for our first fight. And I knew that I basically had to pay him to fight. And that's not a lot of people know about that stuff, but there was going to be no fight unless I paid him. So I paid for his medicals, I paid for everything, kind of like boxing, you know? So if I didn't pay him, he wouldn't have had a fight. And I understood that he had work commitments and I really wanted to compete because we've been talking about Bama competing on that show. And obviously there was the big balls up with the Stab Economy fight.
Yeah.
Which I feel strongly, and so does my team, that I was robbed in that fight. But you just move on, and I wanted to rectify the situation by competing again, you know?
Yeah.
So we rushed to put that thing together, And in the back of my mind, I was always like, do you know what? I kind of can relate to the guy. He's just, he's doing, almost doing us a favor by turning up. And I know he's got to go to work again the following day. So I remember saying to my my manager, I was like, do you know what? I won't use elbows on him because I don't want to bust him up. I kind of went in like a very, too considerate, like not how you should be going.
What did your manager say when you said that?
He was like, I don't know, he kind of supports whatever I said, the way that I'm feeling, you know, because he knows the kind of person I am. But after, he was like, well, you know, you went in too kind, you know, too nice. Yeah. And that was, I guess, the beginning of the nightmare that that became the fight, you know. Yeah. He threw an oblique kick on my leg because I was throwing a lot of lead leg kicks, and I guess he just kind of decided he wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And it popped my knee and I tore my MCL.
Oh.
And I spent the whole fight trying to figure out how I could, you know, maneuver around the cage while somebody's trying to take your head off. So I didn't really feel comfortable until, and I say, when I say comfortable, I say comfortable as best as I could be until the third round. I remember I got to like the third round and I was like, oh, do you know what? I gauged it. He wasn't really trying to engage with me. And I knew by that point how much weight I could put on it with, and what I could get away with. I knew I couldn't throw jabs because I put the weight in the lead leg.
Yeah.
But I was able to, if I didn't pivot, I was able to throw high kicks, like high head kicks. So it was just a matter of feeling out the process and what could I get away with. And sadly, it just wasn't enough time. If it was a 5-round fight, I think I would have got away with putting the pressure on a bit more. But when your knee goes and it doesn't feel stable,
no,
people don't realize, like, you feel like your leg's just going to give out, you know. And I wasn't risking. I wasn't just going to risk that to entertain people, do you know what I mean?
You were definitely moving differently in that fight, and that completely explains why you didn't look like your usual self. And then afterwards, he talks a little bit of shit about you got a point deducted for eye pokes. He said that, like, he definitely should have won the fight on points. Without that point deduction, with the point deduction, he should have been miles ahead. What do you say to that?
Well, that's the bit that I took offence to, was the fact that he was talking as if he deserved the win. You know, you can look at it two ways. He might feel like he did a good performance. Well, no, you couldn't beat somebody who had one leg, like, and you couldn't put them away. So, and even with a point deduction, he didn't do anything. He didn't try and do anything. He just tried to stay away. He knew where my power was in my hands, and he tried to stay away, which is smart. It was a smart thing to do. I couldn't really chase him down, so it was a smart thing to do. But you know what? It was the like, I'm a very respectful person. I know I'm known for, like, talking a lot of smack, but I entertain, you know what I mean? I enjoy it. It's fun. It's part of my character. I would never be disrespectful to somebody after the fact. And he commented that he should have won and he could beat me and all that. And that offended me. And the fact of the matter is, I will not be trying to preserve his face for him so he can go to work the following day or the following week or whatever. I absolutely want to fucking destroy this guy. Like, I've never felt like I want to hurt someone, and I absolutely want to destroy this guy. So I've not been talking any smack about it. I'm gonna cave his face in. That's how I feel. And I feel that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel on top of that, I feel sorry for him because if he'd have just kept it kind of respectful, then it might have been a different case. But it's not going that way this time.
You got a point to prove.
It's not even a point to prove. I just actually want to hurt him. I just want to hurt him because, you know what? The another thing. When he landed that kick on my knee, if you watch it back, you can see that I react to it like it hurt. His eyes lit up and he kept trying to go for it.
Yeah.
Now, that's a career-ending injury. That's no joke. If I it's like me poking someone in the eye, right? And then, oh, no one saw it. Let me do it again. You can blind the person. Like, it's a fucking serious thing. And you're going for those kicks, which I think are dangerous, the oblique kick, you know, especially with the power in the rear leg. And he kept going for it, and that pissed me off. When I look back at it, I'm like, you're taking a piss, because you could have ended a career. and it's not even just a career. You could have given me trouble walking, full stop, you know. So once is an accident, two is just taking a fucking piss, and for that I owe him.
What do you think of those oblique kicks then? Do you think they should be banned? There's kind of two schools of thought on it. Some people Absolutely. Want it to be as much like a street fight as it can be, and they want headbutts and soccer kicks and the rest of it. And other people think, like you said, they're career-ending injuries and they've got no place in sport.
Well, I think it should be considered in the same sort of light as like small joint manipulation. You wouldn't grab somebody's fingers and try and snap them or their toes, because these things are have like they're a long lasting detriment to, yeah. to the athlete and then to the sport. So if you're gonna do that, make it as real as you want it. I mean, there's bare knuckle boxing for that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But with joints, once they're gone, you tear those ligaments, those tendons, all those things that hold that in place. You could potentially not walk again. You know, yeah. look at Rusimar Palhares, like what he was doing to guys. He was destroying guys' legs. They wouldn't fight again. That's not acceptable, because at the end of the day, as much as it's combat, it's still a sport, and it's sports entertainment. You know, when you got situations like Frank Mir and Big Nog, when he's breaking his arm, that's a choice. He didn't go out there trying to break his arm. It's just like, look, he's not going to tap, so I'm going to keep it on until either he taps or it breaks. But there was a choice there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, okay, you can't, you have no choice to defend this. I'm going to snap it regardless of what you say. So I think when you make a conscious decision in your head to try and injure somebody, you're a fucking scumbag. And I will treat a scumbag accordingly.
So there's some epic beef going into this rematch then.
It's not even beef. It's just I'm going to beat him up. I'm going to absolutely beat him up. There's going to be no real friendly touching gloves. Don't even come at me with that stuff. Like, I'm going to beat him up. To what I should have done the first time. So it's my bad. I should have done it the first time. But this time I'm going to kick his ass. Simple.
And
there's no beef. I'm not. I could shake his hand after. But I'll tell him how much of a scumbag he is after as well. You know what I mean? I can take the piss.
I can't wait. So while I've got you on, I just wanted to talk about a couple more things. So
go you for fought it. For
a load of different promotions, obviously Bama that you fought Lucas on, UCMMA. But the one I wanted to talk to you about is ONE FC. You fought for them before?
Are you sure you want to talk about them guys?
No.
I said, if you want to talk about it, guys, you can. I won't have much nice to say about them.
Okay, why?
Well, they didn't treat me very nice, so we just didn't. We didn't have a good relationship.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize.
No, sorry, it's no big deal. Like, it's old news, isn't it? But you know, we didn't get along very well, and because of that, I don't really have anything nice to say about them. It's simple
as that. Fair play. Yeah. What about Glory? He has a great record fighting for Glory. That's another superb high-level promotion to fought on. Tell us about your time there.
I mean, when I first got to Glory, I mean, everything until the end was great. It's just I have a personality, I think, that not even rubs people the wrong way. It's just I don't take anyone's shit.
Right.
I'm very outspoken, and all promotions from little to big will try and take the piss out of the fighter or the athlete or the manager. They will try and take the piss at some point. So it might not be for 10 years, let's say, but eventually, if they can take the piss somewhere, they'll take the piss if it saves them money or if it helps them. And that's kind of like, when I spot that, I just can't. I'm like sitting there going, I can't bite my lip anymore. Like, I've got to say something. And then when you say something, you open a can of worms. And then it's like, well, I'm not backing down. They're not backing down. So you're like, you're butting heads. Nothing ever gets solved because no one wants to be on the back foot. And it's just like, well, do you know what? I'd rather not be with somebody who hasn't got full respect for me 100% of the time. Because I'll sell a fight. You ask me to do something, I'll do it. You ask me to go dress up as a clown and give out like flyers. If I got the time, I'll do it. Like, it's... it's the sort of thing that you do to promote a fight. I don't mind doing them sort of things. So whenever they used to say jump through hoops, I'd do it. And I'd be the one pushing forward ideas. Let's do this, let's do that. And then the minute something gets questioned, it's like, well, you're in the wrong. So, well, I'm definitely not in the wrong. And that all started with the whole glove situation that I had. I had a glove issue with Glory. And that's where it just started to go sour. Because I wouldn't just do as I was told.
What was the issue?
So the issue initially was not in Brussels. So I was scheduled to fight Hezdi Gürgüz in Brussels. So that wasn't the beginning. People think that's where the glove issue was. The glove issue was in my previous fight in New Jersey. So I fought I fought a setup fight to fight Rico. So I was in there, I had a fight, my opponent pulled out, so they got me a last minute replacement.
Brentwood Centre in Essex.
Mic drop. What?
That was amazing. Thanks so much for your time, Chai.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.